With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After weeks of an escalating trade war between the U.S. and China, the two countries have agreed to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent made the announcement in Switzerland early this morning.
We have reached an agreement on a 90-day pause and substantially moved down the tariff levels. Both sides on the reciprocal tariffs will move their tariffs down 115%.
That means President Trump's 145% tax on Chinese imports will drop to 30%, and China's tariffs on American goods will go down to 10%. The news is being well received on Wall Street. Stock futures are soaring this morning. Hamas says it will release the last living American-Israeli hostage being held in Gaza.
Hamas says Idan Alexander will be freed on Monday as a goodwill gesture to the Trump administration. Meanwhile, at least five children and four women were among those killed in the strike on a school in the Jabalia area, the Gaza Health Ministry's emergency service says, adding a number of people were wounded. The attack came as President Donald Trump heads to Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates this week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indian and Pakistan authorities say there are no reported incidents of firing along the heavily militarized region between their countries overnight. First time in recent days there has not been shooting at each other. House Republicans are proposing at least $880 billion in cuts to Medicaid to help cover the cost of $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. Democrats warn that millions of people will lose their health coverage. This is SRN News. Canada continues to move left, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
While the U.S. appears to be turning away from the LGBT agenda, our neighbors to the north are leaning in. Lawmakers in the province of Manitoba are considering a measure that would define so-called gender expression as a human right. Canadians are generally more left-wing on issues of homosexuality than the U.S., but some critics are saying local lawmakers are outpacing the public on transgenderism. Meanwhile, some gay couples in this country are immigrating north. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights investigation into a Muslim-centered planned community around one of the state's largest mosques near Dallas. Texas Senator John Cornyn requested the federal probe, citing concerns that it could discriminate against Christian and Jewish Texans. A lawyer for the project has said the developers are being bullied because they are Muslim. This is SRN News. Public land could soon be on the selling block.
Congressional Republicans say their plan to sell 460,000 acres of public land will generate revenue and offer space to build houses in western cities. Some skeptics, though, worry it could be a giveaway for developers and mining companies. But for some rapidly growing western cities, owning the adjacent federal land could be a tremendous boon. Legislation passed in the House Natural Resources Committee, part of the Republicans' tax cut package. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal officials say at least 10 people in the U.S. have been sickened in a listeria outbreak linked to ready-to-eat products. Fresh and Ready Foods of San Fernando, California is being investigated. The FDA says the 10 people who fell ill were in California and Nevada. More details at srnnews.com.